Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Lamed Tes, Baba Basra 139. Today's Daf Yomi on Kuf Lamed Tes, Amud Beis, we begin the chapter of Baba Basra that is called Mi Shemes. This is the ninth chapter. And as a background to the first Mishnah of this chapter, we know that the law from the Torah is that if a person dies and he has sons and daughters, that biblically speaking, the sons inherit and the daughters do not inherit anything. However, the sages came, and we learned this already in Maseches Kesubos, the sages came and made a takana, and the takana states that introduced into the ksuba is the idea that as long as the husband is alive, he promises to support the daughters from his wife. And on top of that, when the husband dies, the estate will support the daughters until such time as they either get married or they grow into an adult. So this is the background to our Mishnah. And our Mishnah comes along and talks about a situation where there is not enough money to give it to both the sons and the daughters. Who gets the money? So comes along our Mishnah and says, Mi Shemes. Somebody dies, v'hiniach banim uvanos, and he leaves behind sons and daughters. Bizman shanechasim merubin, when there's enough money, habanim yershu, then there's no problem. The sons inherit, v'abanos yizonu, and then the daughters are nourished from the estate. But if there is not enough money, nechasim muatin, and the Gemara discusses what does it mean, not enough money, but that let's say there's not enough money, habanos yizonu, then the daughters are supported from the estate, v'abanim yishalu ala psachem, and the sons have to go and beg for charity. We support the daughters. Admon Omer, Admon argues, and he says, b'shvil shani zachar hivsadati, because I'm a man, I'm going to lose. I'm a Rabbi Gamliel, and Rabbi Gamliel teaches Roa Ani es Divrei Admon. Rabbi Gamliel says, I agree with Admon. So, first of all, what is the reasoning why the daughters come before the sons, according to the Rabbanon? So there's two basic approaches amongst the Rishonim for this. The Yad Ramah writes in the Middle Ages that the reason is because the daughters, the obligation to support the daughters comes from the Ksuva. And so since the obligations of the Ksuva predate the rights of the heirs to inherit, so therefore we support the daughters first. That's the Yad Ramah's explanation. The Shita Mekubet says, basing himself on Rashi, Tiksuvos 108b, says that the sages instituted that the daughters take the money first because it's the daughters are the ones who are going to be more embarrassed to beg at the doors of other people. And so therefore, we made this takana in order to help the daughters because otherwise they wouldn't go and beg for charity. So this law about the daughters coming first over the sons really only deals if it's real property, if it's karka, if it's land, but not if it's metaltolin, because metaltolin, you're not obligated to support the daughters from the movable properties of the estate until later on. That came as a takana of the Gaonim. How do we rule for halacha? So the Rashbam writes here in Dibur Maskil Omar, he writes the laws like Admon, because we say in Ksuvos Kuv Tesamer Aleph that any place where Rabbi Gamliel says, I see the words of Admon, the law is like him. And so therefore Rashbam says here too, we rule like Admon that the daughters do not come first. But that is a minority position because Tosfos questions this, because our Gemara seems to say that the law is not like Admon, but the law is like the Rabbanon. And indeed, that is how the Bahag, the Rabbeinu Hanano, and the Rif all rule. They rule like the Rabbanon, that the daughters get supported and the sons have to beg. And indeed, Rabbeinu Tam goes so far as to say that Admon is not actually arguing on the Rabbanon, but he's just in shock. And he says, I don't understand it, but with respect to the actual law, that Admon would agree with the Rabbanon that the daughters come before the sons. This idea that the daughters come before the sons was taken in a homiletic way and applied actually for halacha, that we're supposed to support Torah scholars before other people. So the Chidah bases this on the fact that Chazal, there's a law that Chazal say that the main charity is to give to Torah scholars. So he says the source for this idea that the main charity is to give to Torah scholars comes from our Mishnah, which says you support the daughters over the sons. And what's the reason why you support the daughters daughters over the sons is because the daughters are embarrassed. Like we said, like the Rashi says in Ksubos, and so since the daughters are embarrassed, he says so too the Talmidei Chachamim are embarrassed to go to the entrances of homes and beg for charity. And so therefore, this idea of supporting the daughters is also the same idea that of supporting the Torah scholars before other people. The Chidah adds that this explains the Gemara in Yoma, where Rabbi Barachia taught that Talmidei Chachamim are similar to women. Eilu Talmidei Chachamim shedomin l'nashim. Torah scholars are similar to women. What is the reason why Torah scholars are similar to women? So explains the Chidah, because just like women are embarrassed to go begging at the doors, so too Torah scholars are embarrassed to go begging at the doors. And that's why, just like it's important to support the daughters before the sons, therefore he says the Torah scholar should be supported before everybody else. In the Yalkut Me'am Lois, he brings another source. It says, Emor l'chachma achosiat, say to wisdom, you are my sister. What does it mean to say to wisdom, you are my sister? So if a person will come and they'll say that I'm not able to study Torah and to make a living at the same time, that by Torah studies affects my ability to make a living, should remind him of our Mishnah. And our Mishnah says that somebody who dies and he has sons and daughters, that the daughters comes first, and the son should go begging. So he says that you're better off first studying Torah, because Emor Chachma Chosiat, put your energy into Torah study, and that takes priority, even in his opinion, over making a living.